Chapter 29. David the king said to all the assembly, "Solomon my son, whom alone God has chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God the gold for the things of gold, and the silver for the things of silver, and the bronze for the things of bronze, the iron for the things of iron, and wood for the things of wood, onyx stones, and stones to be set, stones for inlaid work, and of various colors, and all kinds of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. In addition, because I have set my affection on the house of my God, since I have a treasure of my own of gold and silver, I give it to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, even 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, with which to overlay the walls of the houses, of gold for the things of gold, and of silver for the things of silver, and for all kinds of work to be made by the hands of artisans. Who then offers willingly to consecrate himself this day to the Lord? Then the leaders of the ancestral houses, and the leaders of the tribes of Israel, and the commanders of thousands and of hundreds, with the officers over the king's work, offered willingly, and they gave for the service of God's house of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 darics, and of silver 10,000 talents, and of bronze 18,000 talents, and of iron 100,000 talents. They with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasurer of the house of the Lord, under the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced, because they offered willingly, because with a perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord, and David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Therefore David blessed the Lord before all the assembly, and David said, "You are blessed, Lord, the God of Israel our Father, forever and ever. Yours, Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all, and in your hand is power and might, and it is in your hand to make great, and to give strength to all. Now therefore, our God, we thank you, and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. For we are strangers before you, and foreigners, as all our fathers were. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is no remaining. The Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name comes from your hand, and is all your own. I know also, my God, that you try the heart, and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart I have willingly offered all these things. Now have I seen with joy your people, that are present here, offer willingly to you. The Lord, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of your people, and prepare their heart for you, and give to Solomon my son a perfect heart, to keep your commandments, your testimonies, and your statutes, and to do all these things, and to build a palace, for which I have made provision." David said to all the assembly, "Now bless the Lord your God." All the assembly blessed the Lord, the God of their fathers, and bowed down their heads and prostrated themselves before the Lord and the king. They sacrificed sacrifices to the Lord, and offered burnt offerings to the Lord, on the next day after that day, even 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 lambs, with their drink offerings, and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel, and ate and drank before the Lord on that day with great gladness. They made Solomon the son of David king the second time, and they anointed him to the Lord to be prince, and Zadok to be priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. And all the leaders, the mighty men, and also all of the sons of King David submitted themselves to Solomon the king. The Lord magnified Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed on him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. Now David the son of Jesse reigned over all Israel. The time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. He reigned 7 years in Hebron, and he reigned 33 years in Jerusalem. He died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor, and Solomon his son reigned in his place. Now the acts of David the king, first and last, look, they are written in the history of Samuel the seer, and in the history of Nathan the prophet, and in the history of Gad the seer, with all his reign and his might, and the times that went over him, and over Israel, and over all the kingdoms of the countries.